Welcome everyone to Psychology 101. I know for many of you this is your first semester on campus, which can be a bit nerve-wracking. So to alleviate any concerns you have about this class, I'll spend a chunk of our time today telling you what you can expect and, more importantly, what will be expected of you.
Excuse me, ma'am. This is an introductory course, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. In the first week, I explain what the study of psychology entails and how it is used in the world. Then, from the second week, we study the different subject areas that make up the study of psychology. We start with an overview of the brain and its mental states. Next, we look at sensation, perception, and learning. And we end the course with a section on memory, thinking, emotion, and motivation.
Isn't that a lot to get through in 4 months?
Yeah, I feel like we'll never be able to cover all of those subject areas.
We don't go into depth in any of them. It's just a basic overview. That way, if you take more courses in the psychology department, you'll at least be equipped with the foundational concepts.
Ah, okay.
I assume then that our assignments will mainly consist of reading?
Right.
From a textbook?
There is a textbook, but I also assign academic articles and some short videos as well. You'll be getting your information from a variety of sources.
How many hours per week will we need to spend on these assignments?
I'd say about 10 hours per week on average. It depends on how quickly you read, though.
How are we supposed to fit that in when we have 2 to 3 other courses to tend to as well?
It's all about good time management.
Will there be any group projects or presentations? Other kinds of assignments?
Yep. You'll work in teams of 3 to 4 on a research project that you will then present to the class. That will take place after the midterm. In addition, you'll each be writing 2 papers.
How long?
Huh?
The papers.
I haven't decided quite yet, but probably around 5 pages each.
I'm not very good at writing papers. How much of our grade do they constitute?
Here, let me give you a breakdown of my grading system. Individual papers are each worth 10% of your total grade, and the group project 20%. Your midterm exam counts for 20%, and your final exam 40%.
Are the exams essay or multiple choice?
Multiple choice.
Wait a minute. 10 plus 20 plus 20 plus 40... equals 90. What's the other 10%?
Yes, attendance is the remaining 10%. I expect you to be in every class. Obviously, there are times when people are sick or have an emergency, and please talk to me if that is the case. But I do have the authority to request a doctor's note or some verification of your emergency.
But we won't be downgraded if we have a legitimate excuse, right?
That's right. I should warn you that I'm one of those strict professors who will not give an extension for papers or projects. All of the assignment deadlines are clearly marked on your syllabus, so there are no excuses for being late. My suggestion? Plan well in advance. Any other questions? No? Okay then, let's watch a short video about...